It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Brad Moore here once again from Soper's Theater Company, just back from the big trip to Nationals in Pittsburgh, PA.
Actually, Gettysburg, but close.
Gettysburg, I'm sorry. Yeah. Doggone it.
It's all right.
I knew it was a burg, and yeah. I knew the state. I got the state right.
You got the state right.
So what an experience. What a great opportunity for your kids.
It was amazing.
Now you come back home, like, the next week, because that was last weekend, right?
Yeah, we performed on Saturday.
And
here we are back, and we're doing the state festival right now.
The Colorado Theater Festival ongoing. This happens in Glenwood this weekend, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So you brought along Betsy and Mike Banks. I'll have you introduce them to us.
Well, okay. Because, I mean, they're the ones that are the – they're the most important part here, and they're the ones that do all the work. So, it's just – it's great to actually get a chance to work with them on all sorts of levels. But Betsy is co-chair of the state festival. And,
oh, no kidding.
Mike is like the main guy in the world, as he always is. So we're all
– Is that really true, Betsy?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Soper's Theater Company and the Colorado Community Theater Coalition would not exist without Mike Banks. So there you are.
Okay.
Wow.
Mike and Betsy and I are all members of the board of the Colorado Community Theater Coalition. And anyway, so we have been.
So is that why the state convention ends up being here?
This is the first time that it's here.
Okay.
So we have in the past tried to have the state festival in various locations, try and move it around the state a little bit. We have found ourselves getting stuck in some communities just because it's worked really well and it's been really fun to be there. We did, what, I think 3 years in Clear Creek County High School, so, you know, like Idaho Springs, Georgetown area. And then
Idaho Springs is beautiful if you don't actually have to go anywhere, you know, in a vehicle.
Yeah. So, but, you know, it was a wonderful location for us to have the festival. It was close to Denver, so Denver companies could get there, and or Front Range companies anyway. But it also was a little bit of a destination, so we were all kind of all together in the same venue and hanging out and doing things together, which is what I think is so great about the festival. We're a couple of different times in Salida, and that was always really fun. We did a few years in Denver at the Newman Center, at the Denver Center Performing Arts. We decided that it was time to kind of continue to explore the state and reach out and around and about, and Glenwood seemed like a really wonderful place to have it. So we're excited about it.
Particularly, outside the state too, but for in-state tourism, it's a really popular place. So, you know, certainly just like the other places you mentioned, you know, folks are excited and willing to come here and recreate and, you know, spend a couple days. So are these performances or is it like the typical trade show like, you know, we would go to in Las Vegas? Or what kind of a weekend is it?
It's not like Las Vegas because what happens in Glenwood stays. No, never mind. Anyway.
Everybody knows what happens in Glenwood.
It doesn't stay here very well at all. I guess the answer is kind of yes to all the above. Okay. Basically, the festival is a series of performances. So there will be companies coming from around the state to perform in basically a competition. And that's what we did last year with the other place when we won so many awards and then went on to represent our region at the National Festival in Gettysburg last week. So there are main stage productions, and then there are workshops, and we do what we call wet working, which is just a chance for everybody to get together and just enjoy each other's company, get to know each other. It's a real wonderful way to network. The reason we call it wet working is we found that some of the best conversations were happening in the hotel bar after the shows.
Oh, okay.
And
I get
people
it now.
Getting to know each other. And so we finally just sort of formalized that. And so we have wet working. And I mean, you know, you don't have to drink, but it's a chance for people to really, on a very casual, fun level, just sit and talk. There's no agenda, but it's a chance for people to get to know each other.
So typically, the typical trade show, Betsy, is not open to the public. Are these performances open to the public?
Definitely. This is open to the public. We have a ticket charge of $65 for the whole festival, for the whole weekend. You can come to all the shows, all the workshops. We're offering 5 workshops. We have 3 on Friday and 2 on Saturday. Plus, we have a special field trip, we might say, up to the campus, the CMC Spring Valley campus.
You did a little tidying up before this week, before you left, Brad.
Have you been there?
And it's still under construction. Yeah. And the theater's still a disaster. No, but we're going up to the prototype lab.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the prototype lab is Brad can explain that better.
Mm-hmm. Basically, one of the things that we really wanted to focus on is the whole festival is sort of focusing on how things are changing in our world, in the world of community theater and things like that. And the notion of going to the prototype lab, which is a space where we can start to explore new ways of trying to come up with props or costume pieces or sets or
3D printer.
Well, that's exactly it. You know, we
really okay.
For
I thought I was being a smart aleck.
No, you're not a bit. We did the Nerd at Soper's Theater Company in February, and one of the prop needs were 6 Cornish game hens, basically, and they had to be on plates and be on stage every night. And I'm thinking, I don't want to. So I started looking up fake food on the internet, and you know, those are $75 a piece.
I'm thinking of the chicken.
The rubber chicken.
Yes,
rubber
exactly.
Chicken. Well, anyway, see if they can make up a bobblehead of Brad.
Yeah. Oh dear. Okay. Well. So anyway,
it's just like him.
So, there's an image that nobody wants, and thankfully now we all have. So we actually 3D printed the Cornish game hens painted them, and they're amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
now, this is the Colorado Theater Festival. It's put on by the Colorado Community Theater Coalition every year. This year just happens to be held in Glenwood. Obviously, the performances and the workshops, I can clearly see the benefit. A theater student, somebody that's involved in community theater or wants to get involved in community theater, paying the $65 and attending all weekend. Is there a benefit, too, for folks that just want to see really good community theater from around the state that's just interested in seeing the shows and from that standpoint?
Yes, definitely. They get to see 2 shows on Friday night starting at 6:30. There are 2 shows on Saturday night starting at 6:30. And then we have a show on Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
You're actually going to get the actors out of bed and ready to go by 10 o'clock Sunday morning?
Absolutely.
The day after wet working.
Right after wet working.
Oh, my goodness. Folks can buy tickets online for this if they'd like to. I assume that if there is a pre-sale price, we're already past that date anyway.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So the website is cctc.com. Festival.org. Colorado Community Theater Coalition Festival.org. If you want to learn more, I'm sure the complete schedule is on there. How many different community theaters from around the state are coming to Glenwood this weekend?
This festival, we have 5 companies that will be be there. But we also have a couple of people coming down from Wyoming.
Interesting.
We have several people coming from local community theaters who are not participating in the main stage but are coming to watch and things like that. And Betsy mentioned the $65 fee for the whole festival. And incidentally, it's $50 if they are a senior. But anyway, we also have daily tickets available. So you can come see a performance round for, is it $15?
$15 if you want to buy a pass to see both productions on each night. So if you want to see both shows on that night, it's $15.
Oh, that's reasonable. So $15 for Friday night, $15 for Saturday night, and then $15 for Sunday morning.
If you see one show, it's $10.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We have one on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much a la carte. When you can see all the pricing online, when you go to buy your tickets, we have a page. We have a store where you can purchase either the full festival pass for $65 or, as Brad said, $50 for students and seniors. And then we have options of a one full-day pass where you get workshops and a show.
So all kinds of options just depending on what
Absolutely.
You want to check out.
Right.
I would like kind of like to talk about the companies that are coming here because I assume you know what shows they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm always fascinated. There are so many shows, and I'm reminded how ignorant I am about theater every time Brad comes in because he comes in with this great show, and he's like, oh, yeah, it's been very popular. It ran on Broadway for, 87 years and this and that and the other. And I'm like, never heard of it.
There you go. Right?
Again, that website is cctcfestival.org. There's also, by the way, an opening weekend forum, which is one of those workshops, you might say, that you can check out also if you're interested in community theater. So first question, actually, before the break, will Soper's Theater Company be performing that award-winning piece from last year? You're probably doing something new this year.
We're doing something new.
Okay. All right. Back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking about the Colorado Theater Festival right here in our neck of the woods, actually in Glenwood. You know, I didn't ask where. What is Hotel Colorado?
Well, that's where we're having the wet working.
Okay.
And it's the Hotel Colorado give us a deal for people to stay there from out of town. And so people will be staying there and wet working. But the stage productions are going to be at the high school. And their workshops are going to be at the Glenwood Center, CMC.
Okay. So kind of all over town.
Well, and then the forum will be at the Morgridge Commons.
Upstairs,
above the
okay.
library there, another CMC space. CMC has been really very gracious in making their support of us known and letting us work in different spaces and it's very exciting.
But how many people are coming for this? I mean, obviously it's a moving target, but as of, the latest numbers.
Well, we have pre-registrants. The companies do pre-register, so we get their name tags made up in advance. What did I say yesterday?
92.
We're at about 92 so far.
92, we'll be probably what, like 100 and a quarter anyway.
Probably.
That's a decent number of folks.
Sure. Yeah.
To bring in to see a few shows and learn a little bit about the craft. So let's go back and talk a little bit about that opening forum. Is that Thursday night?
That's Thursday night.
Okay.
From 5:30 to 8:30. And the focus of this is to open up a conversation. It's a chance to try and really look at – we're entitling it a 2020 vision of community theater in the coming decade. So the notion is trying to look forward – to the year 2020 and beyond, but to start to address some of the issues that we all are facing as community theaters. One of them is it's getting more and more difficult to find space to perform. Some theaters are battling the whole notion of, do we become landlords and have our own space? Can we afford that? Most people can't. People don't volunteer the way they used to. And for a variety of reasons, I mean, in this valley, it's been difficult because people are working 3 and 4 jobs just to exist. And when do you find time to pursue your passion? And what types of shows do we do? Do we build these great big huge sets that go into the dumpster or become a bonfire afterwards? Is that sustainable? Is that not? So how do we look forward to continuing to do what we love to do and create theater? And I think probably the main focus of a lot of this is going to be the notion that we are community. And I think that's going to be one of those things that we really want to try and push. But again, you know, even the boundaries or the definitions of community have changed to a great degree. So we're gonna get together and talk about some of those possibilities, then have an opportunity for everybody to meet and talk over some food and refreshments, and then go into some breakout sessions and really start to dream. So that it's a conversation, it's a community conversation. It's a chance for us to all explore those notions, not be told what we should do, but all of us come together and say, hey, here's what's worked for me, or gosh, here's what I would dream to see happen.
Again, you can learn more on the festival website, cctcfestival.org. I always, when you have just letters, it's always helpful for me to know what it stands for. It's Colorado Community Theater Coalition. Festival.org, CCTC, because it's right. A lot of C's.
A lot of C's.
Yes, it is.
Mike, what was Brad talking about when he said that Sopris Theater Company would not exist without you? What?
I have no idea.
He's been in many of our shows. On the last show, The Ladies of the Camellias, he came in and made the set happen. We wouldn't have had a set without Mike. And I can't tell you how many times I've had an issue with a door on a set or a window, and I get to say, Mike, and he's there. He's been you know, the volunteer extraordinaire, and it's also. It's just great to have his energy around. The students love to work with Mike. And, in fact, in Gettysburg, he doesn't know this yet, but in Gettysburg we all got to sit around and listen to a video clip of the day that we broke Mike in Salida. We broke Mike.
You broke him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. We made him laugh so hard he was squealing, and we all sat around and listened to it. In Gettysburg.
So yeah, I was starving for oxygen for sure.
Anyway.
Salida was where the theater festival was last year, right?
Yes. Last several years, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that was the theater festival where you placed first, and that's what gave you the opportunity to go on to Gettysburg this year.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And it was a serious show that you were doing, so I'm really curious how...
Well, I think, you know, in the truest sense of the word, the theater people, it becomes such a wonderful family. Mm. And the fact that we all get a chance to work together and several of the people that went to Gettysburg with me kept commenting on the fact that I was always around seeing people that I hadn't seen in years. And it's true. I mean, I've become very close with the people from Florida and from Alabama and from, I mean, you know, from all over the country from doing theater. And we are a big family. And this is part of that, too. So we laugh together. And that's part of what getting together outside of the performances and the workshops is all about, is a chance to enjoy theater stories, because boy, do we all have them. and all of that, you know, and funny things that happen and sometimes some tragic things, but we're always all there for each other. It really is an amazing family. That's one of the things that theater really does. And so when I talk about community theater, the community is the key. That's what's so important.
And clearly they've supported Soper's Theater Company as well. You know, it wasn't always Soper's Theater Company. It was CMC Theater
CMC
before
Theater,
that.
Right.
I think at a certain point somebody realized, hey, we're bringing community members in anyway. Why don't we do a more formal, you know, make it obvious that that's what we're trying to do anyway?
Well, and yeah, some clarity so that it's clear that there is this theater company that is on the campus of the college, but it's not just students and it's not just community members. It's a chance for all of us to work together. Sure. And I think it's that sense of, you know, like I say, the students who just adore working with Mike, what a wonderful experience for them. And I don't want to speak for Mike, but I think it's a wonderful experience for him.
I would hope so, or he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't do it, exactly. I mean, the chance that we all get to work together and that we have those opportunities to learn from one another. I mean, you know, not only are the students learning from people from the community, but I think the community members have a chance to learn from the students because the students are studying this information and this material. And so how we all share that and bring that together, I think is really important.
Which one of you was interested in theater first?
They met because of theater.
Seriously?
We're actually the CCTC couple from 2002. We went to the festival together. We brought a show with Wendy Moore, who's director in this valley.
Sure. No relation to Brad.
No relation to
Brad. As she tells me every time I see her.
Exactly.
And she's real clear about that. Yeah, no, I don't even know the guy.
So the festival was in Fort Collins that year, and I was involved with the show with Wendy. I wasn't in the show, but I was. I did costumes and various whatever you need to do for a show backstage or whatever needed to be. And Michael was in the show, and so we rode together to Fort Collins. We carpooled together, and we spent the weekend in Fort Collins at the festival and came back and started dating, and a year later we were married.
What an awesome story.
I know. And so Wendy Moore took full credit for that at our wedding reception.
Seems like only a few years have passed.
So that's been almost 16 years ago. And and here we are still at the festival.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't
that great?
Great
story.
Yeah.
What an awesome story.
Yep.
That's fantastic. Mm. Again, you can learn more. You can buy tickets at cctcfestival.org. Again, it's the Colorado Community Theater Coalition annual theater festival, just a hop, skip, and a jump away in Glenwood with the performances at Glenwood Springs High School, and then those, what did you call them, the wet working.
Mm-hmm.
At the Hotel Colorado, the forum at Morgridge Commons, and some other stuff happening at CMC campus, downtown Glenwood, as well as up at
Most of the workshops are all at the Glenwood Center, which is on Blake.
I'm sorry. And I forget about that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the office.
Right. Yeah. So, right. So there's a Morgridge Commons down next to the offices, down above the library.
Right.
What is it, 802 Cooper, I think, Cooper. Or something. Anyway, and the entrance to that is of course,
right through
the
library.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go up the stairs before you go into the library.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Blake Center, yeah.
And the Blake Center is where, well, we used to always call it the Blake Center because that's what everybody mm-hmm. called it, but it's now the Glenwood Center, but that's
right.
Where we'll be doing the workshops. And also that'll be the venue for our awards reception and things like that. And then we will have one event that will happen up at the Spring Valley campus, which will be taking people up to the prototype lab to get a tour of that and find out how all of those different things work. And
it's not exactly MythBusters, but it's about the closest you'll get to it locally.
I think so. Anyway, and then the performances are all at the high school.
Again, the website is cctcfestival.org if you want to learn more. Or again, you can buy everything a la carte if you choose. You can buy the entire weekend if you're really interested in theater or if you want to get involved. One last break. We'll come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking about the Colorado Theater Festival, which happens this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at various locations, primarily around Glenwood, and then, of course, up at Spring Valley campus, CMC, and the prototype lab there. One thing I want to make sure I mention, because I did not before, I mentioned the website a few times. Obviously, lots of information there, and you can register, but you can also register at the door for any of these events. So I want to make it as easy as possible for folks to check this stuff out if they want to.
Exactly.
Earlier, I said, Betsy, that we were going to talk about some of the theater companies that were coming here and the shows that they're going to be performing, and we never did. So I should probably do that before we say goodbye today. First of all, I'm curious if there's any particular company or any particular performance that any of you are really excited about seeing?
All of them.
Absolutely.
Good answer.
I'm partial to Sopris Theater.
Okay.
Well, and I will say that what's really fun about the Sopris production is that Ciara Morrison, who graduated recently from our program and is a student at UNC in Greeley right now, has come back to direct that.
Oh, that's cool.
And
okay.
It's J.D. Miller and Paige Ulmer are acting in it along with Megan Thackett.
Okay. Megan
Thackett.
Thackett.
Oh, dear. She's going to hate me. Sorry, Megan. Anyway, Thackett, I think it is. Anyway, she's playing a very, very small role, but she's very excited about it. And we're very excited to have her. But
cool.
It's an interesting piece called Amateurs. And but it's really wonderful to have a graduate of our program coming back and doing that. And we did the same thing with Brendan Cochran. And
I was going to say.
Back and having him direct the Nerd.
There's that community aspect again.
It is. Yeah. You know, it's about growth. And
sure. Mm-hmm. Who are the other companies that are coming, Betsy?
Well, I thought it was interesting when you were talking about that because Magic Circle Players is coming from Montrose.
From Montrose. And two of their cast members are CMC.
Our former CMC.
Graduates.
That's awesome.
They are educating the theater of Colorado.
So they're bringing a show called Sylvia, which is a cute comedy. That's the 10 a.m. show on Sunday. So very worth getting up and coming to the Glenwood Springs High School Theater and seeing. What's interesting is that our companies are Western Colorado based. We have a company from Paonia coming, and they're bringing a one-woman show called The Pink Unicorn, which is a very current show right now.
Yeah.
Our friend Marilee Talbot is doing that show. We have a company from Eagle, Colorado called Porchlight Players. So just 30 miles away from us, they're bringing their children's theater camp, bringing Mary Poppins Jr. on Saturday evening. So we're pretty excited about that. And we have an original show coming from the Front Range from a theater called Atomic Theater. And they're bringing an operetta of sorts. It's a band, and it's called Say You'll Stay, or an original piece actually written. I think one of the performers is the author of
the
show.
I think that's right. Yeah.
I think so.
Very interesting.
So I've learned about them. They basically went on our website and emailed me and said, hey, we're kind of interested in that, and got them signed up, and here they come.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So that's pretty cool. We're pretty excited about that.
And again, more about each one of these on the website.
You of can course.
Get the complete
yes.
Rundown, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, these performances, are these all the 10 minutes in the 10-foot square?
They are. Here we go.
That's the other thing that's kind of interesting, folks, if you did not know this. Everybody, correct me if I'm wrong, Brad. Let me try and tell you and tell me, you know, where I'm mistaken. Everybody starts, including set and actors and everybody, in a 10-by-10 square. Then they have 10 minutes to get everything out onto the stage to get ready to perform. They have an hour to perform?
60 minutes.
60 mm-hmm. minutes, and then they've got 10 minutes to get everything back into that same 10-by-10 square.
Right. The only thing that's a little different is that you don't have to have everything including the cast in the 10x10.
Oh, okay.
And one of the reasons I say that is because the group that's coming from the Porchlight Players has a cast of 45. So
that would be a little difficult.
So, yeah, that's going to be tough.
I'm pretty sure that would be a violation of the fire code.
Yeah,
actually.
We can start standing them on, you know, we're
well,
building
you can
this
go
big
as high
pyramid.
As you want, 10 yeah. by 10 by however tall the building is. So you just stack them up.
Which is interesting that he says that because those are the rules. And we got to Gettysburg and our set was too tall for it was supposed to be stored. So we were able to make it work, but it was like, yeah, we were 6 inches too tall.
Oh,
anyway,
wow.
Yeah, that was kind of a scary moment. What do we do?
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so you're exactly right. The idea behind all of those rules are to really make it a level playing field. Mm-hmm. So the focus is on the performance and not on I mean, you know, you can have a company that has a $10 million budget and you can have a company that's got a 50-cent budget and they both have the real focus of staying within certain limitations so that you don't just buy yourself a victory in
gotcha.
A sense. Yeah.
Anything else that we should talk about that we haven't already?
Well, we got the workshops, master workshops, the Dr. Paul Newman, and our local favorite, Wendy Moore. And master workshops are a little more than our regular workshops. It's a longer workshop. And can you help me with that? Please.
And this is why they're married.
She's looking at me like, she go like, don't you know? And I go like, no, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure more information is on the website about.
Yeah, more
the
information, and again, it's, you know, the master workshops are a little bit longer, a little bit more in depth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there are other workshops. Lisa Langer, who is a local that we all know and love, she works
for the chamber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She will be one of our adjudicators, and she also is doing a workshop on marketing. So that'll be really fun. Mike Monroney, who was just in the other place in Gettysburg and also is a well-known performer up in Aspen and Thunder River. Anyway, he's doing an improvisational workshop. Tom Ward, who is an amazing scenic designer, lighting designer, is doing a workshop about reduce, reuse, recycle, redesign with the notion of how can we be more sustainable and how we put together sets.
Design Sopris's set 6 inches too tall, though.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Well, except there wasn't. Yeah. Well, anyway, okay.
He's not perfect.
And then, yeah,
moving right along.
And Sue Lavin is doing a workshop for us. An acting workshop, and then Brian Tinker, who is on the faculty at CMC, is going to be the one that's doing the tour at the Prototype Lab. So some really wonderful workshops, great performances, great camaraderie. It's really a chance for us to get together and talk about theater and its value and how we move forward with that.
Again, the website is cctcfestival.org. You can register for everything or just the one or two individual performances or workshops that you're interested in. Again, there's more information on that website, cctcfestival.org. I love the tagline. I've been sitting here looking at the poster the whole time. I just noticed the tagline, "Come play with us." Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
That's very cute. All right, well, all the best. By the way, I have to say, Betsy and I, she walked in the door, and I was thinking, she looks so familiar, and she introduced herself, and I'm like, Betsy, that used to work for Dr. O'Donnell. I'm sure, I don't know how many babies you ultrasounded over the years. But
30 at, years.
at least a pair of twins, I know that for sure. And I'm sure a lot of others will recognize Betsy. So if you were listening and you're thinking, that voice sounds kind of familiar, but I can't place it. Well, there you go. There you go. Maybe that's it.
The All ultrasound right. of her voice? Wait, what?
The ultrasound of her voice. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Roll over. Could you be still.
Don't
you
move.
Recognize those, yes. That's her.
Spoken like someone that's heard it a time or two, actually.
Well, before we got married, she checked me out to see if I had a heart.
Were you pregnant?
No, but okay. I had a lot of overlaying bowel gas.
Again, the website is cctcfestival.org. Again, it's this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at various locations in Glenwood, the CMC Blake Center, Morgridge Commons, downtown Glenwood, the Hotel Colorado, and, of course, Glenwood Springs High School in the theater there, as well as the one prototyping field trip, you might say, right. At the
Spring Valley campus.
Anyway, it's
a lot of words.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently it's too many words for maybe I need an ultrasound on the brain. All the best. We'll see you around.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.